Good morning, and welcome to the fifth Bedlam Farm podcast. This podcast is coming to you from the studios of Bedlam Farm in Florence Walrath's cold storage room. I'll put a picture of that up on the website. I want to talk to you today about a new thing on my Facebook page. Really one of the most exciting and creative things I've tried. It's called the Open Group at Bedlam Farm. It's 4 or 5 days old and it has 700 people on it already. I call it the Bedlam Farm Ministry of Encouragement. And the exciting thing about it is that it is somewhat spontaneous. It's people who are more or less familiar with the ethic of Bedlam Farm, which is to know what the site is not about as much as what it is about. It's not a place of mourning, it's not a place of warning, it's not a place of grieving, it's not a place for bad news, although there's sometimes sad things to write about. It's really a place of creativity and encouragement. And I'm frankly astonished at the range of wonderful work that's already appearing. Men and women and people in 15 different countries, all over the United States, the British Isles, Australia, South Africa, Canada. It's quite a beautiful thing, and it's very spontaneous. I'm very loosely involved. Mostly I come on and talk a little bit about what the goals of the group are. It's a free group. You have to ask to be invited in, and I haven't turned anyone down yet. And people are putting up photographs, great photographs, pictures of dogs, pictures of their kids. Wonderful photographer Jeff Anderson is putting up pictures of his son. We have people, Tess Wynn has started a blog. People are coming out for the first time. They're sharing their creativity, their encouragement. Their writing is great. You know, I believed for a long time that writing and art are inside people. The creative spark is inside everybody. And it really gets a chance to come out. It's really encouraged. And most people think things like writing are things only people can do, hold up in mountains with special skills. And the open group at Bedlam Farm is convincing everybody otherwise. When I say it's a site of encouragement, people are really encouraging people to try things, to start blogs, to take pictures, to paint things. So the little beautiful threads are erupting. A long thing about mothers and mothers and animals has been a very beautiful stream. People are celebrating what gets them up in the morning. They're taking pictures of their dogs and animals and all kinds of animals, goats, pigs, elephants, alpacas, dogs, cats of every kind. I ask that people be thoughtful. I don't want the site to be a rescue site. We can sometimes certainly take pictures of or talk about rescue animals, but I think there are many sites that do that. I don't really want it to be a grieving site. There are also many, many, many sites that do that. That's a vein, if you open it up, would overwhelm. And we all know there's just a lot of bad and sad news there. So this is not a site where we talk about relatives who are ill or the troubles we have. We really talk a celebration of life. It's not a Pollyannish site. There's a lot of sad things pop up, which is part of life too. But I think the focus is on creativity, on the creative spark, on sharing the creative things we're doing, because creativity is a huge part of feeling good, of hope, of spirituality, of seeing the color and light in the world. On the site every day, we remind each other that the world is a beautiful place with beautiful things in it, as well as a sad place with difficult things in it. So the open group at Bedlam Farm is another dream. I've been writing on the internet for 25 or 30 years. And when we began writing on the internet, we were overwhelmed by this hostility and mean-spiritedness and anger that sort of began popping up on open websites. It's one reason blogs were created, so people could moderate comments. So we've come a long way. This open group is my idea of a virtual community at its best. People, very different, diverse people coming together for common purpose to celebrate the creative parts of themselves, the parts that want to come out, the inner spirits. To me, the creative spark is a religion. I know in the Kabbalah, God told people, I've given you the creative spark, and the only thing you have to fear is if you don't use it. And my life is about the creative spark, and my life with Maria is about the creative spark. I'm sitting here right now with Dalton Gray at my feet down in the cold storage room where Florence Walrath kept her vegetables over the winter. So this is an exciting thing for me. I'm going to cap the open group, I think, around 1,000. We're around 700. It's growing slowly and steadily. I'm not promoting it much. But it's very exciting, and it's worth you taking a look at, I think. I'm very proud of it. I think it may be the most interesting thing that I've done, next to BedlamFarm.com itself. So thank you. I want to point out that this podcast is supported in part by From Foods, which is sponsoring it a bit. It's also supported by your subscriptions. Accepting subscriptions to BedlamFarm.com, which you can look at the top of my website. $5 a month, $60 a year, one-time payment of anything, or free if you have no money. So welcome, open group at Bedlam Farm. I'm very, very excited about it. I think it's added a great dimension to my life. I'm there. I'm sharing, too. I'm looking at it closely. And I'm loving it. So I want to thank all of you who have come on it, and excited about all those of you who may come on it. I think it really is the best of the internet. It's when a number of different things, blogs, Facebook, and people of goodwill come together, the internet can be a very beautiful thing. And if you want bad news, sad news, mean-spirited news, you have many, many places to go. So thank you. And this is my fifth podcast, and I look forward to doing some more. And take care. See you online.